This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I love you, Allah.
Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did say, "Fatuba lil ghuraba," glad tidings and good news to those who are strangers. Brothers in Islam, when you are strange, you do particular actions that are very different to everyone around you. When you wake up in the night when people are meant to be asleep, you are strange. When you speak about pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making Him your objective, you are strange, because everyone else makes other things their objective. Allah tells us in the Quran, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that as a matter of fact, it is Allah who should be your ultimate objective. When everyone else makes something else their objective, their desires could be their objective, their wealth could be their objective, a type of relationship that they fall into could be their objective in life, a particular job that they want to reach, they make that the ultimate objective in their life, and many other objectives, then these types of people have not made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala their main objective. What do I mean? Yes, a Muslim can make a job or relationship or anything like that a main objective in their life. However, it should not be before the objective of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll tell you what happens to people who make other things their main objective and their ultimate goal, and forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hereafter is their objective. What happens to these people? When a person makes their family, for example, their ultimate objective, and their job their ultimate objective, and then they lose their job one day, or a member of their family dies, what happens to that person who has lost that ultimate objective in life? They become suicidal. They become miserable. They feel like they have no reason to live anymore. They lose their way and their purpose in life because that ultimate objective has gone. When a person, a young person for example, makes their muscles their objective, for example, they want to go into the gym and be of a particular figure, of a particular type of appearance, and they make that their objective and everything around it revolves around it. Their salat comes secondary. Their fasting comes secondary. Their parents become secondary to all of this. And if they don't make it in time to their gym as their regular time, then if that is lost, you find that person becoming suicidal sometimes. They find this person becoming miserable, angry at their parents, angry at their children if they have children, angry at their brothers and sisters, angry at society, angry at Islam itself, because they will find that, why did this salat prevent me from my objective? Why did this fasting prevent me from my objective? Brothers in Islam, when a person makes other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala their objective, this is the state of these people. And when a person makes their role model other than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then when their role model, whom they have placed in his place, fail them, they also become miserable, they become unhappy.